siempre segura, no te importa los que te critican. Paso adelante, te concentras solo en lo importante. Toma lo tuyo y lo demás no da, solo comparte. Solo espero el día para poder volver a ver.
You can see the quiet effect. Hello, this is CIDR 101.9.
Yes, welcome everyone. This is Shay.
And this is Jane.
All right.
This is Shay's show. This is Shine On.
Yeah, this is Shine On, but it's taking a little bit of a different route. So basically, I'm just going to take a little bit of time off from radio for reasons related to school.
Necessary things, yeah. I guess.
But in my absence, Jane will be taking over.
Indeed, I will be.
It will be continuing.
Be continuing for as long as I can do it, and then until Shay can pick back up. Okay.
Yeah, so if you have no idea what the show is, we basically just kind of pick a different theme and go from there. So we're kind of doing like mellow
wintery
kind of like study
what we think is wintery, yeah. To match these gray skies we've been having lately.
Yeah,
and I go with that kind of mood.
Yeah. So we just played Mode Moderne with the song Severed Heads. That's off of their album Occult Delight, and they're a local band.
And then next up, we have a song called Some Good It Will Come by Paul Stewart. I don't actually know much about him. I just know that I'm seeing him this Friday.
Nice.
With a friend at the China Cloud. I've never been there.
But I've never even heard of it.
It's somewhere on Main Street.
Cool.
So yeah, I will be seeing him there, and I was just looking at his Bandcamp, and I liked this song and thought it matched our wintry theme we were going for. So this is
so wintry.
So wintry, yes. So this is it. Please don't mind my novice experience with radio right now.
We're in a weird transition state right now, but it's all
so
gonna work out.
Here it
all right.
Is. This is Paul Stewart with Some Good It Will Come. Thank you.
don't feel good about it, then turn around. If you really mean it, baby, stand your ground. The things we need the most, they seem to take a little longer. No one's gonna try it for you, darling, no one. No one's gonna wait there with you. Just when you thought you would turn all your lights out, got a sense of humor, you're not so bad. No one's gonna hear it the same as it said. No one's gonna listen to it straight from your head. If you feel like running out and stand in one place, when you still, and when you run, there's something to face. No one's gonna see your life through. There's no way for anyone to know what you see every day. If you don't feel good about it, then turn around. If you really mean it, baby, stand your ground. No one's gonna take it for you, darling, it's true. No one's gonna wait there with you. Just when you thought you would turn all your lights out,
come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Dead Soft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Dead Soft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Shine On.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us now, today we are going with the theme of winter vibes.
Winter vibes to go with the rain.
And gray skies.
Yeah, so I hope everyone's not like dying with school and everything. And getting really stoked for reading week. It's coming up.
I'm already stoked. I already know I have like 3 midterms before then to worry about. But then actually this break, I'm going to Montreal.
Oh,
so
sweet.
It'll be super freezing cold there.
But so much fun.
It'll be like real winter. I never really experienced real winter.
Yeah.
So that will be, I don't think I even
good
have coats.
Good old Eastern Canada.
So yeah. And I've like
boots.
Just have no idea.
I'm
like
deal
it's
with
winter.
Snow.
It's raining.
Yeah.
But it actually snows
very,
in some
very
places.
Different kind of winter out here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't...
I'm from Ontario, and it's not really the same. Apparently, this has been the warmest summer, or sorry, the warmest year.
The warmest summer. the warmest.
Basically summer. It's been the warmest year so far.
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's... I'm like not... overly surprised, but
yeah.
I'm also like kind of felt the same last year.
Yeah, I
actually
know.
The only winter I can really remember where it was like snowy and felt like actual like winter was in grade 9, so like 2009.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was so snowy, like I had like 6 feet of snow on my car.
Wow.
I'm probably exaggerating. It was probably like
even...
a foot.
Like I don't even really remember 6 feet of snow in Ontario, but like
that's how I like to remember
yeah.
it.
That's probably how the whole city remembers it.
How I compare it to you Ontario people, and I'm like, yeah, it snowed so much this one time. And you're like, stop trying. All right. So anyways.
So we just played Paul Stewart
with his song Some Good It Will Come.
Great song.
And then we also just played Angel Olsen with Lights Out.
Great album if you haven't listened to it.
Definitely a great album. And actually that song was put onto the if you look at Pitchfork ever, it was on their top 100 tracks I think for 2014. So
awesome.
Go Angel Olsen.
Yay.
That's pretty good for her.
Yeah.
Okay, so then next up we are going to play another song.
Yeah.
Like you do on radio. We're going to play some of, we're going to play a song by the Shilohs, which are a Vancouver band.
Cool.
And they just came out with this album, I'm pretty sure. And I really like this one song off of there. It's called Queen Light, Queen Dark.
You are listening to 101.9 FM. CITR. You are great.
Okay, here we go.
Still transitioning.
There we go. Queen Light got something on her mind. She's looking around for clues. Played loud. Those evening showers when the stars were out and we'd button
Come on.
All right. Hello, welcome back. That was War Paint with Keep It Healthy. And then before that, we had the Shilohs with Queen Light, Queen Dark.
The Shilohs.
Turn your mic on.
Hello. The Shilohs are a local band.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes, they're
from
a local
Vancouver.
Band. And that's their second album.
Yeah.
Their second album is
self-titled. Yeah.
It's always funny when artists do that, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just in case you didn't understand from our first album.
And War Paint is a really cool four-piece girl band from LA. And I've always been a really big fan of them.
Have you seen them live at all?
I have not. Okay, so bumming for me. They played in Vancouver. I remember this distinctly. They played in Vancouver on May 4th.
Yes, I remember that.
Because I wanted to go. And I'm from Ontario, I was going home for the summer. I flew out on May 2nd.
Oh, brutal.
And then found out that they were playing 2 days later and was so, so bummed. But
brutal.
It's okay. I'm sure I'll see them again. They're from the West Coast, so they'll be around.
I think they're playing May 4th, and I really wanted to go. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
But then I think
I'm pretty sure it's
Is it the Rickshaw?
Yeah.
And the Rickshaw is
a great
venue in Vancouver.
Such a bummer.
But I made some, I don't know, last minute plans to like go to the island or something like that.
Yeah.
So then I remember. Yeah.
But that's okay. There's
they'll be around
happening.
Again.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to play a couple bands who were in Shindig this year. And Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. It's a really, really fun event. It lasts like 10 weeks of just like the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like three bands a night every Tuesday at the Hindenburg. And so they've all played, and now we're into the semis.
Yeah.
So tonight is the final semi.
Is tonight the final? Oh, yeah. And
it
then
is.
Next Friday is the final, which is...
So that's February 6th, and that's at the Hindenburg.
Great venue, great new venue.
Yeah, very interesting place. If you have not been, you should totally just go and check it out. It used to be a fetish club.
Yeah.
It's
I think
cool.
Still is on the weekends.
I think... Honestly,
not on February 6th.
Or maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
But yeah, so that's going to be a really fun event. If you're not doing anything next Friday, totally come down to the Hindenburg and check out the finals.
There's been some really solid bands this year.
Yeah, so there'll be three bands competing for the number one spot, and there's just a ton of great prizes and stuff that they get, like recording time and a bunch of promotion. So it's pretty big for bands, so it's going to be a really cool night.
Yeah. So we'll play you a song from one of the bands that both me and Shay saw.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Pale Red, and they're a little trio, super cute.
Yeah.
Really
funky.
Original. Yeah. Definitely.
I think they're from
neat.
Victoria.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this is called The Kappa, and this is from the band Pale Red.
Ah! set of skills. I can alleviate with my tongue if you defeat me in the pain.
Left out in the cold? Feel the love this January 29th at the Discorder February issue launch party at the Lido. Admission is free. Featuring Brass, Did You Die, and CITR Femme Concept DJs between sets. Come for a free night of music and the first peek at Discorder's first issue of 2015. Doors open at 8:30 this Thursday, January 29th at the Lido.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hope you guys are enjoying it.
In case you're just tuning in, this is CITR 101.9. And this is Shine On.
Mm-hmm. I'm Shay.
And I am Jane.
We're doing this thing.
Yeah. Shay, Shay's been having this show. That wasn't proper English.
I've had this show for some time. Yeah, for about a year. Just taking some time off to do other things for a little bit.
Schooly things.
Oh, university.
Well, school getting in the way of life.
Fun
whatever.
Things.
And then I am Jane, and I also go to UBC, so I'm going to take over because I have this, you know, glorious 3-hour break during this time period. So I thought, why not do some radio? Always
awesome.
A good idea. So anyways, what you just heard, we just played Pale Red, the Kappa, and Still Creek Murder with the Stripes. And those are two bands that are that were in our shindig, which is a battle of the bands of CITR. And I think, yeah, so Still Creek Murder is in the finals.
Yeah, so Still Creek Murder and Pale Red both played on the first night of Shindig, and Pale Red got kicked out. Still Creek Murder won.
Yeah, they're both super great. I feel like if they played different nights, they both would have gotten
totally. But yeah, we were both big fans of both of them. So
I guess that's just the way of battling of the bands.
Yeah, but it was great because we all got exposed to such great bands. But yeah, Still Creek Murder has done a really fantastic job so far. They made it into the semis and then into the finals. So if you liked that last song that we played, they will be playing next Friday.
February 6th at the Hindenburg. Check it out. It'll be
Shindig
a good night.
Finals. It's going to be great.
And then if you are looking for something to do tonight, the last semi is tonight. And it's three bands: Tarantula Head, Feng Shui, and the Purple Heart Social Club. Probably going to
be a diverse
eclectic mix of music,
yeah,
but probably great nonetheless.
Mm-hmm,
and yeah, so
cool.
Up next, oh yeah, and our theme for today is winter vibes. So
what we think are winter vibes? So
like
mellow,
mellowish.
Kind of goes with the weather.
However you want to describe it, let's go with that. So
we're going to play a lovely lady from Australia next. Her name is Courtney Barnett, and this is the song Out of the Woodwork. You're listening to CITR.
I was busy underwater, seeing how long I could hold my breath. A drowning flower caught my eye, and I had to come on up for air. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean you have to be so condescending. I still see the same things that you see. I'm a little shady on my history. I am only
talking to me. Now you're talking to me all the time. Do you know good at listening, but you're really good at saying everything on your mind. It must be tiring trying so hard to look like you're not really trying at all. I guess if you're afraid of aiming
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Couple malfunctions there. It's all good.
Got some technical mishaps going on.
It's been too long. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's a little bit rusty. It's okay.
Back into it. Okay, anyway, well, that was a little bit of snippets from the album It's Alive by the band La Luz. They're a four-piece rock band, all-girl rock band from Seattle. Big fan.
Yeah, they seem cool.
Very cool. And before that, we played Courtney Barnett with the song Out of the Woodwork, and she is a really cool Australian chick. Hey, yeah. It was Australian Day. Australia Day yesterday.
Australia Day.
Australia. So that was for you guys.
All right. And this last song we're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to play another song.
Is?
Yeah. Well, we could play Braids.
Oh, yeah. We were thinking about that. We could play that. Okay.
Let's do that. Okay, cool.
So upcoming, our last song before... I guess we head out.
Yeah, I think one more song will be good. This is the band Braids, and they are from Calgary originally. Mm-hmm. And this is the song Peach Wedding, which was off of their album that came out in 2010-ish.
Cool.
Called Native Speaker.
All right.
Cool. Well, thank you for tuning in.
This was CITR 101.9.
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver with your hosts.
Shay
and Jane.
So Jane's gonna be taking over. I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll maybe stop in from time to time.
Yeah.
But yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
All right, this is Peach Wedding by Braids.
Just let me keep it. Thank you.